Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, New York subway riders have to suffer endless recorded announcements asking them to be patient because of delays or breakdowns or maintenance on the tracks. Well, the MTA has solved the problem. They will no longer do what?
They will no longer stop for fires.
No.
They're just going to press on.
No.
No. They're no longer...
They could either fix the delays that they're thanking people for their patience for.
Right. They're no longer going to thank people for their patience.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, specifically, they're no longer going to ask people for their patience. If you've ridden the subway in New York, you've heard it. The PA comes on and says, "We are being held temporarily. Please be patient." After 10 years of commuters threatening to disembowel the disembodied voice, the MTA is finally replacing it with a pre-recorded apology. Because that's when you know an apology is sincere, when it's pre-recorded. "We apologize for whatever horrible screwed-up experience you're going through. Here in the past, we don't know what it is, but we're pretty sure it's going to happen."
That's what Herman Cain said.
Exactly. Right. Pretty much. Now, we actually thought that this idea of pre-recorded preemptive apologies was a good one, so we actually created some. These are some that many of you might find useful. Here they are.
"I have a headache. Please accept my apologies."
Or maybe a different kind of social situation.
"I drank too much. I did not realize I was urinating in your closet. Sorry."
I need that all the time. I should make that my ringtone. And here's one we made just for you.
"We realized this bit was not actually funny. Sorry for any inconvenience."
There you go. So, we're all friends now, right?
Right.
Amy, Detroit is a city fallen on hard times. Its citizens have had enough. After enduring unemployment and urban blight for years, this week they banded together in droves to keep what scourge out of the city?
Well, Wait's going there, so it's...
Yes.
That didn't work out.
No, they couldn't stop us, but they're trying to stop
right.
Somebody else. You might have heard this. It's actually, it pertains to the football game they're going to play on Thanksgiving.
They play a game on Thanksgiving every year.
Okay.
In Detroit, it's a tradition.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Does that...
I got nothing.
So presuming they're not going to keep the football game out.
Yeah, the halftime show.
Yeah.
It's whoever the band is, and I can't remember who it is.
Well, does anybody know? Tom, do you know?
Oh, would it be Bob Seger?
No. They like Bob Seger in Detroit.
Yeah.
No, it's the band Nickelback.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you want to know how bad the generic corporate rock band Nickelback is, just Google Nickelback Rocks, and the first link is a YouTube video of someone pelting Nickelback with rocks. So, Detroiters, more than 50,000 of them, have signed a petition demanding the band be uninvited from playing the halftime show at the nationally televised Lions Thanksgiving Day game. The worry, and it's a very real worry, is that instead of associating Detroit with rampant crime, corruption, and the collapse of American industry, the city will instead be associated with Nickelback.
Oh.